Everybody, Andy here again, another audio boo down on the beach. So don't let that GPS location tell you that I'm in the middle of the sea. I'm actually sitting on the beach. Lovely day, but it's getting a bit cold here now. I talked about the last days of summer. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was things that have been going on or started to go on in my life. And I was saying the other week in a video about how things have changed in my life. Partly through necessity, obviously, because of my job situation, etc., but also what I'd done with my life over the past, more or less, the last decade. And things now are starting to take even more turns. Yes, I've started up doing things like I've started my social media journeys, blog venture, if you want to call it that, with Ken and with the help of Rich as well. And that's going along, not as swiftly as I'd like to, but that's partly because of other things that have started to go on. There was another project that I wanted to get off the ground locally, which was something I'd spoken to a couple of people about. I'm not going to divulge it here, but people really like the sound of it. But at the moment, I just can't give my energies over to it because of other things that have happened. Obviously, you know, if you've heard any of these other audio boos recently about the demise or the potential demise of Hastings Pier and what went on then with me. I mean, some of that's still going on to an extent now, but it's led me into other directions. There was sort of Facebook campaigns from a guy that I know, people wanting to put events on to raise money for the Hastings Pier and White Rock Trust, which was running before the fire on the pier. They've been trying to get money together to rebuild the pier, to revamp it or whatever, and that's still going on now. Hopefully it can be revived in one way, or even rebuilt if things are the worst, if you see what I mean. It can start afresh. And I've got involved in that. I contacted the person who'd started the Facebook group up about fundraising events, a guy that I know who's a local musician, and said that I had time to sort of put some energies into it. So myself and Ian, the other guy, the musician, are now organising a big event at the White Rock Theatre, which is in Hastings, right opposite the pier, and it's the main theatre in town. It's where all any of the bigger acts that come, you know, comedians, shows, whatever it might be, come to. It's where we hold the Beatles Day every year, for example. So we're actually in the process of sorting that out at the moment, and we're you know, getting in touch with local acts and people, some, you know, quite well-known people who've got connections with the local area, to put on that fundraising show. And that's on Sunday the 28th of November. It hasn't been announced as yet because we're still in the throes of arranging it. But as you can imagine, that takes time. Myself and Ian are also putting together a local charity CD, fundraising once again for the pier. So I've been sorting that out, having a certain amount of expertise with local music and knowing some local musicians, so they're getting my head around that and contacting people, deciding which bands, which artists I should be approaching, who are good enough, if you see what I mean. I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but we want this to sell. We want to show a cross-section, or I certainly want to show a cross-section of different styles of music that are here in Hastings that people make. All original material, of course. We want that to be to the fore as well. So we've got some Cajun music, we've got some heavy metal type music, we've got more folky music, we've got ordinary rock music, if you want to call it that, singer-songwriters band. So we're getting a fair old cross-section, and I'm still putting that together as well. But of course, there's all the other issues that come with that, with the publicity side of it, getting the CD manufactured, the artwork, etc. I may well be using some of my photos, partly because it's easier to do that. But there's that side of it. And also, because of these, I got involved with an event last week where I was asked to compare another event another sort of one of the bigger art centres, and that was an AC/DC tribute band. They were just about the best in the business, I think. Absolutely amazing, very, very good. If you like AC/DC, and I've always had a very good soft spot for them, I think they're great because they don't take themselves too seriously, but they can't when you've got a 50-odd-year-old guitarist running around in shorts looking dressed up like a schoolboy. But they are very, very good. They really put it together. They look right, they sound just right, and they do it perfectly. So I compared that gig with another local band, and also a band called the Heavy Metal Kids, who were around in the 70s, forerunners of the punk era, I suppose, in some ways. And they are now fronted, because their original singer Gary Holton unfortunately died in the mid 80s, usual rock and roll casualty stuff, but they've been replaced by a guy called John Altman, who was an actor in one of the biggest soap operas in Britain called EastEnders, so he's very well known for that. And so I was comparing that. I've been asked to compare some of the others. I'm going to be comparing, obviously, at least part of the big charity event that I'm putting on, although we've got another good, very good localish comedian who will do some of that as well, but I will have to do some of it, which I'm quite happy to do. I'm going to be comparing the Beatles Day. I've been asked to do things next year for a rock festival, which might involve, which would be comparing that. Roger Daltrey might be involved in that, so we never know. He was supposed to be there this year but couldn't, so he might be there next year. So things like that are going. I've been asked to compare other local things as well. And as happens with these things, you get a bit of a name for doing that type of thing. So, why don't you give Andy a call? He's all right at that type of thing, or he'll do it. But then it comes to the point when you think, well, hang on a minute, I can't keep doing all these things for nothing. Sounds mercenary. Yes, charity events, obviously, you can't charge, and I wouldn't want to charge for them. But some of these others are for profit, like the one I did the other day with the AC/DC band. People are putting that on to make money out of it. Fine. You know, they're promoting it. Best of luck to them. I'm all for that. But there does come to a point when you think, well, hang on, I can't really do this for nothing. Because it actually, as anybody involved in charity work or anything like this out there knows, is it costs you money to do this. It costs me money to do any of these things, whether it be the Hastings Rock events and things like that, or you go to compare these events, you get yourself a couple of drinks, it's costing you money to get there and back and all that sort of thing. So I've come to a decision that I need to start charging for some of these enterprises and sort of broaching that subject. Okay, the gigs may then well dry up, but which would be unfortunate because I do enjoy doing them. And there's that's that problem, isn't it? Is you have to draw a line. But ultimately, I think I'm going to have to make that decision, except for the charity ones, as I said. The next one that I do for the proper rock gigs, I've agreed to do, but I'm going to say after that one, I'm sorry, if you want me to do any more, which they do, I'm afraid I'm going to have to charge. It might not be a lot of money, but, you know, it's just something for your expenses. And also, it does, if you pay someone, you get more, they're entitled to more professionalism. I always take pride in what I do, and I'll always make sure that what I do is correct. But some people don't feel that way, and I've seen that. If you pay someone, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. There's like a little contract there that they have to be professional. As I said, I've prided myself in doing that type of thing anyway, as I did the other day, and wrote down all the sort of things that I wanted to talk about, relevant things to introduce the bands and things like that. So that's what's going on with me. Quite a lot of bits and pieces. It's busy, 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 but I'm enjoying myself. But it's the first time I've been able to come out into the sunshine for a while, and I'm enjoying this. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.